When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Steel Curtain Network.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, this is Dave Schofield back with you for another breaking news podcast because pick number 2 is in for the Steelers. That is correct. They stayed at 51 in round 2. The board's coming to them. Crazy trades going on. I mean, trade after trade after trade. You're getting runs. You're getting wide receivers. You're getting defensive tackles. Then there's the run on corners. Then, there goes a center to the Raiders. There goes Jackson Powers Johnson. But the Steelers stayed patient, and they got who many of us here at Steel Curtain Network believe is their guy. Shannon White is ecstatic because the Pittsburgh Steelers drafted center Zach Frazier from West Virginia University. I'm excited about this. I'm still flying high. I'm doing the very best I can to give you a much better breaking news podcast than last night. Oh, my goodness. I was so worn down by the draft by the time it got there. But now I'm just excited, flying high, and hopefully I can get you some good information. This was good stuff. The Steelers, once again, had options. Some people thought they might go wide receiver Adonai Mitchell. I was not one of those people. I didn't want character concerns to be somebody else brought into the wide receiver room. And the Steelers desperately needed a center. Yes, they still need a wide receiver through free agency, trade, or draft, or multiple places. But right now, the Steelers now have an option at center other than just someone on the team who hasn't taken a snap at the position in more than 2 seasons during the regular season. So here we go. Zach Frazier, let's go with the Draft Network, some things that they have there. They have him listed as 6'2 and a half, 313 pounds, 32 and a quarter inch arms, 10 and 7/8 inch hands. He was second team All Big 12 in 2022. He was academic All Big 12 in 2022. With his strengths, they say grip strength, pad level, and anchor. Anchor. That's one that the Steelers have been struggling with at center for a long time. For a long time. Whether it was Kendrick Green, whether it was Mason Cole. Okay, that's a strength for Zach Frazier. Concerns were lateral mobility and length. All right. So when you break it all down, they said that Frazier was a day 2 winning starter. That's how what they called him. If you go over to Pro Football Network, they have a ton of stuff there. I tried to go through all that last night with Fautanu, and I'm like, I'm going to keep that down this time. So here's what we have here. I'm going to hit a couple of them. How about a former state champion wrestler that understands leverage? I think he was 102 was his record. I think he was a multiple time state champion in the state of West Virginia when it came to wrestling. Lots of good stuff. They said manhandles one-on-one run blocks off the snap, able to torque through and finish defenders. Some of those good things. The low cut offensive lineman with superb mass and incredibly strong upper half. Nimble athlete with good blocking range. These are some of the things that Pro Football Network is saying is strengths. Now for some weaknesses. They say he doesn't quite have the elite explosiveness or range in space. Doesn't necessarily have great recovery athleticism. But this is a second-round pick. Says on occasion he can be late to help the guards. You know what? That's what the NFL's for coaching. I love this pick. Some people that are really into all the numbers and the fantasy sports and everything, and it's all about fantasy, fantasy, fantasy. What do they want to see? They want to see things like wide receivers and things like that. To me, sorry, I was an offensive lineman. I coached offensive linemen. I love the trenches. The Steelers have neglected the trenches for too long. They neglected the offensive line for too long under Kevin Colbert. Sorry, Kevin Colbert, I don't want to tarnish your legacy, but my goodness, you never drafted an offensive tackle in the first round in your 20-plus years with the Steelers. And then the Steelers, what do they do? Two drafts after he's gone, offensive tackles and back-to-back first round of the draft. Then this is the first time since 2012 that the Steelers went offensive line and back-to-back picks to start the draft. Because in 2012, they went with David DeCastro and Mike Adams. Now it is Troy Faiutanu and Zach Frazier. That's what you call checking off a box. That's what you call getting your guy. And my goodness, if you were to tell me that the Steelers would get one of the F tackles and an F center and not have to trade at all, and get those two guys with their first two picks, I would have said, sign me up for the last couple months. This is, I love this so far. I'm really loving this pick. Whew. And I'm really happy for Shannon White. He deserved this one. We were starting, as we were on the live broadcast that we did on YouTube, Shannon was on there. And I'm like, oh man, I'm kind of getting that Creed Humphrey vibe. Don't do it to me again. And you know what? They didn't. They went with Frazier. They made the pick they should have made, in my opinion. Congratulations, Steelers, for doing a great job. And congratulations, Zach Frazier. Welcome to Pittsburgh. I know you didn't grow up a Steelers fan, but you know what? You're in the area where you played. You're close to home. Come in here. Be that black and gold center that the Steelers have been lacking recently. Be that next big guy. Really excited for you to be joining this squad. Hey, I'll be back later tonight when the Steelers make more picks, so make sure you're looking for them. As I always say, to close these out, go Steelers.
Steel Curtain Network. Get it.